Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another podcast brought to you by FreightBrokerPlanet.com. Now, this week's topic is freight broker coaching. It's a new addition to Freight Broker Planet's fantastic list of available help modules. And we have our returning co-host, of course, today, Mrs. Belinda King, who is sensational as a co-host and who graciously agreed to appear today to assist me. Welcome, Belinda.
Thank you, Louis, and I'm very happy to be here today.
Well, we're happy to have you as always. You know, I appreciated your help with the last podcast, and we're certainly glad that you were available today. I studied recently pitfalls which were happening by existing freight brokers. I received this info from other industry professionals, which I am trying to get scheduled for future podcasts. And I think it will continue to be important to hear as often as possible from those who are directly involved in providing the services we need as freight brokers. And as you know, Belinda, I actively move freight daily, so I am more than aware of the situations that manifest themselves. And in the course of the day's work, so if you would be so kind, I see you have a list of call-in questions from our listeners regarding our recently added module titled Coaching for Freight Brokers. So fire away with the first question, please.
Well, thank you, Louis. We have several questions here, but the first question is, what are you offering in the way of coaching, and why would it be necessary?
Well, I love that question. Second one first. The we're looking for a mentor-type connection. And that's something that I had, something that I started with, and it enabled me to get a decent start at this and made me comfortable in knowing that there was someone there that I could call at any moment and they could help me answer my questions or solve a particular problem. Everyone needs someone to bounce ideas off of, and you know, not everybody has that available to them, and that's where they can veer off course by querying a non-industry person who, though may be willing to help them, they really can't. Now, before you ask me why, I'll tell you, in the world of logistics, there are so many directions that you can be pulled in during a normal day. And each has its own identity and list of problems that need specific resolutions. There are severe penalties for making the wrong move, which always results in costing you money. And no one wants that. So before losing that precious thing called money, you know, wouldn't it be easier to get the help you need or to bounce an idea off of a professional who may, you know, help prevent you from making an error which would prove to be costly? And I'm sure perhaps maybe in your own experiences you can, you know, you can amen what I'm saying.
Most definitely, most definitely. I feel like having someone as a coach, someone to be there as a mentor, just to answer the questions that come up on a daily basis. And like you said, you're still very active in freight brokering, and you understand that times change, different things, political things and weather and all these different things come up that, you know, maybe haven't happened before. And people have questions when they don't know where to go, and you gave them a solid foundation with the training, and the coaching is just something that really would help them continue on the path that they started when they got their training.
Sounds right to me. Next question, please.
Well, the next question I have here, are those who have been through your training eligible for your help once they have completed the program?
Well, one of the things that I'm very proud of is that we don't say goodbye to our people when they finish. We're kind of like a family atmosphere here. Now, I'm not going to do the work for the people. I've trained them. I've trained them to know what to do, how to do, when to do it, how to treat the people that they come in contact with, because it's not about just getting that sale. It's retention. It's customer retention that's going to keep feeding them over and over. I'm fortunate enough. I'm not gloating, but, you know, the first call, the first day, that customer I still have now 8 years later. And that's not an accident. You know, you have to follow up with them. You really should speak with your customers on a weekly basis. And, you know, it's funny when I might've gone, maybe even beyond a week, maybe a couple weeks, but it seemed when I called that customer, moments later or sometime that day, I would get a loads list. So now I have more loads to move, which is going to ultimately give me more money. The coaching is specifically for those who elected not to get training and those who need the help to make their business stabilize or to grow. And so the folks that, what I have for the folks that complete our program is they can call me if they have a question that needs to be answered. And then we've just added also, wasn't going to talk about it today, but we have a lifetime refresher, which we've just added. And I know you're about to say, who are you, Santa Claus? Keep giving stuff away. But
nobody does that. I have a piggyback question I would like to ask you, since you brought it up about the people, coaching is offered to the people who wanted to forgo the training. What if somebody went and got like one of those free trainings on the internet or went to one of those seminars that came into your town for one day and, you know, gave you all the particulars and maybe a pamphlet or maybe a brochure, and what if they wanted to come in and get coaching from you? Would you be able to accommodate them too?
Well, we can accommodate everyone, but what we do first, and we're getting, you know, a little bit ahead of probably one of your future questions, but I'll go ahead and cover that. You know, should they have taken something that was, we'll just say, for simplicity's sake, inferior to what we have? They've taken the program. Maybe they did an online, but it was not facilitated. They just set you in front of a bunch of presentations and say, hit the go button. Well, and we don't do that. All our stuff is 100% live facilitated. But if someone is taking the program, I would still, the first process is to listen to them. And so do a fact finding and then find out what their particular needs are. And if I discover, because I do have the experience, that they need a full program, then that's where I would try to persuade them to help themselves by doing that. If they didn't want to and they just wanted this minimal time, which is a 3-hour program, then they can just do the individual coaching and hopefully that will get them where they want to go. But my purpose is not the money thing. I'd want to get them what they need. I don't want anyone to leave that's dissatisfied or not getting what they feel they should.
Okay, great. Really good. Well, my next question is, what is the cost and what exactly do they receive? That was a big question.
Well, right now, because I have a discount on that, right now it's $299 for 3 hours, which, you know, you're $100 an hour, which can be split into 3 1-hour sessions. And we find that that's a good average time frame to get somebody, you know, on the right path.
Great. That's really a good price, and you would split it up in three different sessions, so they don't have to do all 3 hours at one time, one setting.
Right, because, you know, training could be, you know, because they could have three specifically different areas that they may need the assistance. Mm-hmm. And then there could be something that they think of after the first session that we can cover on future sessions, or you know, maybe they decided that there's something that is not that serious and they'd rather use it for something else. So we can divide the time up, and then that's good for both of us.
Yeah, that's really good. I have one more question regarding that. What if they want to say they want to pay them $299? They say, well, you know what, I'm going to use an hour this week, and maybe next week I'll use an hour, and maybe next month I'll use my third hour. Is that permissible?
Well, you probably wouldn't want to spread it out that long, but, you know, if that's the way it works out, I mean, you know, that we'll certainly do it that way.
So you're very flexible then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, great. Great price and flexibility, and it sounds like it's a good thing, this coaching.
Well, we're it's new to us, but it's something that I've thought about for quite a while. And then there are people that, you know, they've not had formal training. And, you know, where I get the idea to do this, you know, I've had conversations with the bonding company, and they want you to have some type of formal training. Why? Well, because they handle claims, and they don't want to have to handle claims. And they find, and they've found, that majority of the people that end up in some kind of hot water or have a problem with this is because they didn't get any formal training. They just went out wheeling it, and they got into a particular problem. This industry is unforgiving when there's a problem. When there's a problem, more than likely, it's going to cost you some kind of money. Well, you're in it to make money. And I've had my own bouts with that. When I, you know, when I first got into this, there's some mistakes, and you have to, unfortunately, you've got to pay for those mistakes.
Well, it seems like it's not only money at stake when people make mistakes, it's their reputation and people not wanting to work with you again if, you know, you're not reliable. So this coaching seems to be very important on every aspect of the business.
Well, let me say this too, and it is. And let me just explain that it's 3 hours, and then I did mention there was a fact finding, but we don't charge them for that. They don't incur any charges during that time when I'm gathering the information to decide where we may need to focus that help with the coaching. So okay. I'm going to listen to them. I'm going to try to identify that particular problem. We're going to talk about that and talk about the plan of attack and helping them solve that particular issue.
Sounds good. Are there day and evening hours, time schedules available?
Yes, we have, we have both available. And those who are interested, who have more questions, I encourage them to visit our website. And if you got your pens and pencil handy, it's freightbrokerplanet.com. And there's no S on brokers. It's freightbrokerplanet.com. And then you would, right up top, they have a listing up front. There's tabs up top there that say training modules, and it's right on the home page. And then they click on module info, and then they can contact us. Well, first it will take them to the page that has the information on the coaching. And there's a short synopsis on there. And then to contact us, they just go ahead and hit the contact button and put their information in it. And then we can have a conversation or just get them scheduled for the class. It can all be paid for online. We take all major credit cards, and even PayPal will divide it up into 6 monthly payments to try to make it easier for them. And then, you know, like I said, we'll devise a plan of action. And once again, you know, it's the 3 hours. They're not going to lose a minute of time until we actually begin. And, you know, my purpose is to help them to be successful And it's not about whether or not they took a training program from me. And I certainly think a lot of our program, and so do those that go through the program. And then there's a great respect for it. And I don't say that lightly. And, you know, of course, with the, you know, if you haven't had the training and you know whether you've been struggling in this particular industry or not, and maybe you haven't had an opportunity to grow, you haven't been able to use everything that you know you have within you, well, maybe it's just a matter of us helping you identify the areas that, you know, we can just adjust for you and get you on the right road. And then there's always, like I said, it's lifetime, you know, refresher course. That means you can come back at any time and take the program again. That's no hassle. I don't get that often where there are people that come back, they get off and running, they're making money and they're gone. They may have a question or so here or there, and then they'll come back and they'll ask me about that. And then, we'll go from there.
Great. This has been very informative, and these questions have been really, really well answered. And I really thank you. People ask me questions all the time because I'm out and about, and the emails and the text that comes in. So I'm very grateful that you take the time to answer these questions in such depth. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And again, we have this and other podcasts available, and we encourage you to check them all out, and we'll have some. We try to get them done on a weekly basis. I've got calls out to a lot of industry professionals to come assist, to come sit in and to answer some of these industry related questions to kind of help you guys. Unfortunately, everyone's real busy right now. That's good because activity creates activity and the industry is doing well. And I encourage you, if you have questions or concerns, all you need to do is go to our site, freightbrokerplanet.com, hit the contact button, send us your questions. You know, maybe we'll get you a guest spot on air also and let you get your candid questions from you. And there's nothing wrong with that. That wouldn't cost you a cent. So, again, we'll thank you. This has been brought to you by freightbrokerplanet.com. And I wish all of you a good afternoon.